Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Quite a reversal to finish this week off in the grain futures. We were sharply lower across the board, corn, beans, and wheat. Corn closed down about 3 cents here. December, 2 3/4 lower at 378 1/4. That was roughly 6 cents off of the high from earlier this morning. Beans, 8 to 9 cents lower. July front month beans down 8 cents at 938 1/4. November down 9 1/4 at 914 3/4. They were all higher on the day, 4 to 5 cents higher on those beans, and then about midday the reversal was on, driving prices back down to the lows, and it was really just a grind lower all day. We didn't close above yet or below yesterday's lows, but as we've been selling off since the first of the year and below the moving average right now, that's still pretty negative longer term. Wheat futures finished the day disappointing here in the face of harvest. July Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 535 1/2. A lot of people asking why the thing rallied over the last 3 or 4 trading days. I believe it was mainly hedge fund short covering for several reasons. It's been going down for almost all year, and I think that the harvest being here is causing them to get out of those short positions.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Newsworthy information today really came from on behalf of the U.S. dollar index, and then the payrolls number this morning. It was better than expected, but the dollar started rally, and it was up about a point the whole day. It closed up, June was up 86 points, and anytime the dollar goes up, that's negative to grains. And I think as the day went on, that early rally in the grains was wore down, and everybody went on the sell side, largely due to the U.S. dollar. And other than that, we have a next Wednesday, we've got a USDA report. Several things. One of the numbers is the winter wheat production. All winter wheat, the average trade guess is 1.474 billion bushels. Last year it was 1.378, so almost 100 million bushels larger. Most of that is the hard red winter wheat, expecting 856 million bushels. Last year it was 738, so about 120 million bushels higher than last year. Ending stocks for wheat, 712 million bushels. Last month it was 709, so an increase in that a little bit. On the world level, ending stocks for 14-15, they left corn the same, beans the same, and dropped the wheat just a touch.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle down 40 at 152.82. August down 87 at 150.57. August feeder cattle down 67 at 221.90. September down 55 at 220.50. June lean hogs 52 lower at 81.67. July up 52 at 81.12. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat 6 lower at 535 and a quarter. December down 6 and a quarter at 536 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat down 6 and 3 quarters at 517. July corn 3 lower at 360 and a half. December down 3 at 378. July soybeans 8 and 3 quarters lower at 937 and 3 quarters. November down 9 and 3 quarters at 914 and a quarter. July cotton down 111 at 6401. December down 73 at 6455. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.